Well, turning to world news now, and Madagascar's highest court said today the army's move to replace the toppled president with his rival was legal, but the African Union was considering whether it constituted a coup. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Madagascar's new president, Andry Rajoelina, consolidated power on Wednesday after being appointed by the military in a move that flouted the Indian Ocean Islands constitution.
I will do the job with pleasure and love, and above all, for the good of the whole population.
The 34-year-old former disc jockey celebrated with supporters in the streets after meeting his ministers to plan strategy. He is expected to be formally sworn in on Saturday. The priorities for Africa's newest leader are anti-poverty programs demanded by locals, handling international concerns at his rise, and controlling some dissent in the armed forces. Former President Marc Ravalomanana resigned on Tuesday with no other real options after most of the military backed his rival, who had led weeks of anti-government strikes and protests. The nation's worst unrest in years killed at least 135 people, devastated a $390 million a year tourism sector, and worried multi-international firms with investments in its mining and oil industries. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.